In Christ Jesus, who calls us to come to him for a real rest for our souls, dear fellow students of the Word, most of you know what a yoke is, right? Not an egg yolk, but a wooden piece of yolk, Y-O-K-E. It's a big piece of wood with two holes in it, into which you put the two heads of oxen. And they're strapped or chained into a plow or a wagon or cart. There's also a yoke for people. Put on your neck, kind of a long piece of board, rope hanging down, and carry some buckets of water or something very heavy. It's an instrument of work, labor. You have to exert yourself, carry, haul, pull something. Knowing that, listen carefully to our text this morning, and you'll hear Jesus say something very strange. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If you were listening to Jesus on that day and heard his words, you'd probably think, what's he talking about? He promises for us to come to him, and he'll give us rest. He's going to lay a yoke on us. It's quite a promise, right? A yoke. How in the world are we going to have rest when a heavy yoke is laid upon our shoulders? Well, Jesus is speaking in plain words to get the people's attention and to make this invitation memorable. You see, the children of Israel had had a yoke on their hearts and souls for years. It was the burden, the yoke, the slavery of the law. The law which showed them their sins. In fact, in Lamentations 1, Jeremiah says, sin is a yoke too. The yoke of my transgressions was bound. They were woven together by his, God's hands, and thrust upon my neck. He made my strength fail. This burden of the law, which revealed an even heavier burden of our sins and our guilt, a guilty conscience, weighs heavy on us. And it weighed heavy on the Israelites as well. So is that what Jesus is talking about? The yoke of the law? The yoke of our sin? Not at all. He's talking about the light and easy yoke of the gospel. The gospel of forgiveness of sins, life and salvation that we have for Jesus. In this text, Jesus is saying, he makes that yoke specifically and especially for each of you. So our theme this morning is, Jesus is a yoke just for you. When we were brought to faith in Jesus, each of us were yoked to him. Whatever beautiful picture it is, we're united, we're tied to, we're combined, we're yoked with our Savior. Baptized into Christ, we now are walking together with Jesus in this invisible yet light and precious yoke of the gospel. But as you know, if you have two oxen walking together, and one ox wants to go left, and the other wants to go right, or one wants to go forward, and the other one goes backward, and they yoke together, you got a problem. And as a farmer, you got to get out your switch, your whip, and whack them on the rear end, and get them to go the way you want them to go. So when we walk with Jesus, and he leads the way, life is good. Life is a blessing. But when we, in our simple flesh, decide we want to go this way, and Jesus says, go this way, or we want to go backwards, and Jesus says, go forwards, then there's a struggle. Our new man wants to walk with Jesus in this yoke, but our old simple flesh wants to go our own way. And the law needs to slap us. We just to repent of our sins, confess our sins to Jesus, and then willingly want to walk again in this yoke with Jesus. What a blessing you have to be able to talk to your friends, neighbors back at home, relatives, and encourage them, come and see Jesus. Come and learn what Jesus has done for you and wear this beautiful yoke that the Lord places on you. This yoke is a joy to wear. But before we can even have it placed on us, we need to know that we're the ones Jesus is talking about, the heavy laden, laborious people. not because of a 10, 12-hour workday in the hot sun, not because we're burdened and labored by worries and other things in life, but because we're labored and heavy laden and burdened by our sins. Every day, you and I sin innumerable times with our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And that weighs heavy upon us. We're led to confess that we are poor, miserable sinners, that we've offended our Lord and deserve nothing but his temporal and eternal punishment. That's a heavy burden. That's a heavy yoke to wear. But then we're also led to confess our sins by saying that we repent of our sins and look to Jesus alone for full forgiveness and salvation. That heavy yoke of our sin has been removed, and this light and easy yoke of Jesus being combined with him is now placed upon our heart and our soul. Wow. What a yoke. A yoke that is easy to wear, connected with Jesus. What a joy it is to wear this yoke of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and to tell others about it as well. This yoke, Jesus says, is easy, and this burden is light. It's a new covenant relationship we have with our Savior through Jesus. We're bound to him. We're committed to him. We're yoked to him. This yoke of the gospel means that Jesus is number one in my life and in your life as well. And therefore, our life will not be one of selfishness or self-centeredness. Walking with Jesus and him number one in our lives will be selfless. Selfless in our service to Jesus and to each other. We love him because he first loved us. We're committed and yoked to Jesus because he first committed himself and yoked himself to us by his coming down from heaven to this earth to become a human being just like you and me, yet perfect, to save us all. And now we're all willing yoke fellows together, slaves and servants for Jesus, willing to be led by him and to serve him in all that we think and say and do. Those of you who are new students here, after 1 week, you maybe are still feeling some homesickness, maybe haven't found too many friends yet. You can be assured that you're yoked to your best friend, your Savior, who will lead you and guide you with his words. And following him, you'll receive an untold number of blessings, not just this school year, but throughout your lifetime. What a joy to wear this yoke, united with Christ. It's the rest for our souls. It's not heavy, it's light, and it's beautiful. Our rest is in Jesus, who removed that heavy yoke of sin from us, and now he carries us, he bears us up on eagle's wings. Our prayer is that everybody can learn this about Jesus and wear that yoke united with him. Amen. We'll continue with hymn 784.